The coronavirus emergency proves once again that social media is no place to get your news. It's Thursday's Consumer Tech Update brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. Getting accurate and responsible coronavirus news is vital to America's preparedness and our eventual recovery, which is why you can never trust social media. Sunday and Monday of this week, false text messages and social media posts went out to millions. It said, within 48 hours, the president will invoke the Stafford Act. Stock up on whatever you need now. Forward this message to your network. The Stafford Act is what's known as martial law. And get this, Facebook's anti-spam system is blocking real coronavirus news stories. Guy Rosen, Facebook's vice president of integrity, how'd you like that chump title? Anyway, he says Facebook is working on fixing the problem. Thanks a lot, Guy. I'm Kim Komando. Check out my YouTube channel for tech DIYs, clips from my radio show, and my television show. The address is simple, youtube.com/Kim Komando.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.